Hello all. Today we have our guest Brian Sun here talking about health.
Oh, hello.
So Brian, how does health relate to you and your family?
Well, when I was 5 years old, I suffered from PTSD from my grandmother. My mother suffered from multiple other mental health issues. My father had diabetes type 2, and my brother didn't have any illnesses when he was young.
What are the impacts of diseases plaguing second and third world countries?
Well, in those countries, there's been a massive decrease in population. Water is contaminated and the government becomes corrupted. And food is sometimes also contaminated as well.
Okay. We are living in a time with the most advanced medical procedures and medicines in history. Yet there's still so much suffering from pandemics and diseases across the world. Why is this?
Well, it's because most countries with advanced technology and they have the power to make health, to make medicines and cures, but they won't. They focus on developing powerful spaceships to explore space, powerful submarines to explore the deep sea, and they create advanced technology. They create advanced technology for the public.
Okay. How do you think Australia can help countries with poor healthcare?
We can send vaccinated volunteers to go to these poor countries with healthcare, and they can vaccinate the civilians and bring cures and medicines for their diseases.
How practical is it to roll out one of these operations in one of these countries?
It will be practical and it's safe for the volunteers because they're vaccinated with the diseases from these countries. They can, it's practical because Australia has the funding to do this.
Okay. Do you think by doing what Australia can, it will make a noticeable and lasting impact on the country that it's just been to?
Well, yes, it would make, even though Australia is a really small country compared to America, China, and the others, but Australia will make a lasting and noticeable impact to these small countries because they're getting them back on their feet. They're creating these cures and medicine for these countries.
Does Australia have the resources to do this on their own, or should they work together with other countries?
I believe Australia could do it independently, but maybe it wouldn't hurt to have more help and from other countries.
That's true. All right, thanks, Brian, for coming on the podcast. Have a good one.